There are fresh accusations this morning that the $13 billion Murray-Darling Basin plan is a massive waste of taxpayer money. Four Corners investigation has revealed that tens of millions of dollars intended to restore the fragile river system is helping big businesses expand irrigation and access huge volumes of water that would have flowed into communities and habitats downstream. Lucy Carter reports.
When the Murray-Darling Basin plan was first put forward in 2010, irrigators along the river system were outraged.
Governments couldn't give a shit about what happens to us people here.
To get the basin plan across the line, irrigators were offered a sweetener. More than $5.5 billion in grants to pay for infrastructure to save on water use. Under the Water Infrastructure Scheme, farmers exchange a portion of their water rights for cash for new irrigation systems, earthworks and even dams.
The scheme doesn't work. Its first problem is it's horrendously expensive compared to buying water licences. The evidence at the Royal Commission was at least 2.7 times more expensive to taxpayer.
Richard Beasley was the senior counsel assisting the recent South Australian Royal Commission into the Murray-Darling Basin plan, which described the water infrastructure policy as wasteful and irresponsible.
I'd just call it a rort. And I think I'm justified in calling it a rort or a scam because it still hasn't been disclosed to the public.
Farmers who have benefited from the scheme have told Four Corners no one is measuring the real environmental impacts. Big businesses have also discovered how lucrative these water infrastructure grants can be. One such company, Webster Limited, produces cotton and 90% of Australia's walnuts and is part-owned by a Canadian pension fund, PSP. It's been given more than $40 million in water efficiency grants. Marianne Slattery is a former director of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority.
I think Australian taxpayers will be really shocked to find out that that money is actually going to foreign investors as well.
Four Corners can reveal taxpayers have helped pay for a massive expansion of Webster's cotton business in southwest New South Wales. Taxpayers are funding giant new dams, allowing Webster to store water that would have flowed downstream.
As a taxpayer, it's absolutely outrageous and indefensible that Commonwealth funds for an environmental program are being used to fund big new dams to take flows that used to benefit the environment.
David Papps is the former Commonwealth environmental water holder who until last year managed the water recovered from farmers.
That's money that should have been spent on the environment, and unless you can demonstrate that it's having a direct environmental benefit, it shouldn't happen.
Webster Limited says the projects have been audited and reported in accordance with government guidelines. David Papps says the whole system needs a full and independent review.
I think we've got to get the basin plan back on track. We need to have the states and the Commonwealth committed to transparent, rigorous implementation that people can look at and say, yes, we're getting what we paid for, and the money's not being skimmed off the top.
And that's David Papps, the former Commonwealth environmental water holder, ending that report from Lucy Carter.